Good morning. I'm Eric Gao, and you're listening to Looking South, ICRT's exclusive look at the central government's new southbound policy and its effects. Today, we have a very special guest, Bureau of Foreign Trade Director General Jenny Yang, to tell us about what the policy has achieved over the past 2 years. Director General Yang, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning, Eric, and all the ICRT listeners. I'm so glad to have the chance to talk with all of you and share what are the achievements in the last 2 years since we have the new southbound policy, and as well as what is the follow-up step.
Let's start off by reviewing what the new southbound policy actually is, what are its goals and objectives, and what specific measures have been implemented to achieve those goals and objectives.
As I mentioned before, the new southbound policy was formulated as one of the key elements in our overall economic strategy, because we don't want to just focus our export and then market on a single market. So we like to diversify our market. And also we need to respond to the changing global economic situation and regional integration. Therefore, we have this policy. And the new southbound policy, actually, the main goal is we intend to achieve sustainable development through our friendly relation with our member economies, such as those economies in ASEAN and also New Zealand, Australia, and then India. The role of our ministry in this policy, we think that we need to implement and promote our trade, and then how to connect industrial cooperation with those peoples in this area. We are looking forward to creating a sustainable partnership with the southbound countries and realizing the spirit of reciprocity in what Taiwan can help ASEAN, and ASEAN can also be Taiwan's friends.
What are some of the greatest achievements of the new southbound policy, particularly in the areas of trade and investment or talent exchange and industrial collaboration?
In terms of trade, our trade with the new southbound policy countries last year, among almost $116 billion, is increasing more than 16%. And if we look at this year, from January through the August, the bilateral trade also increasing 6%. And regarding investment, the number of cases in which New Southbound Policy Country invest in Taiwan between January and August has increased in 21%. The number of the cases in which Taiwan invest in New Southbound Policy countries also increased 74%. And regarding the industrial cooperation, the result of industrial chain integration with various other countries have gradually have some fruit, such as cooperation on the establishment of smart campuses, the development of industrial zones, and building of the infrastructure. I think it's a very good and very concrete step. We can set up this kind of industrial cooperation. The last point, how would you promote our image, Taiwan's whole image, to the ASEAN countries? We heard Taiwan export in those countries just highlight the advantage of the medical care, education, tourism, culture, to enhance our overall national industrial energy to promote bilateral cooperation, and we hope to get the positive feedback.
So the new southbound policy, it's been in place for about 2 years now. What role does it play in regional cooperation, and by what means are the private sector or other players involved in the whole process?
I think our new southbound policy is just one to set up a platform for the private sector. That is why we say we expect to strengthen our role in regional cooperation and utilize our soft power to integrate resources and enhance cooperation. For example, first, in order to those countries understand their current industrial needs, we co-host the Industrial Cooperation Summit. We're also setting up novel cooperation platform. The platform just helps those of our small and medium enterprises. They can find their counterparts in those areas. Today, we have set up some corporations with those countries. For example, Taiwan has engaged in industrial development with India, cooperation with Thailand in the textile industry, cooperation with Malaysia on information services, and with the Philippines on shoe manufacturing and semiconductors. And then with Vietnam, we are interested in work together on the digital education industry. Furthermore, we have shared our experiences in disaster prevention and technique with the New South Wales policy country. And the purpose, we would like to train their expertise to know how to handle disaster and then rescue the workers and encourage them to use and to see our excellent equipment to help them to reduce the damage. Therefore, I just want to reiterate, we just set this platform to help the private sectors to gathering resources to make their have the more strong regional cooperation.
International affairs, they are currently facing many uncertainties, such as with the China-United States trade conflict escalating. What role can the new southbound policy play under these circumstances?
With the increase in the trade tension between the U.S. and China, I think because we have so very our industry in some sectors, we have very close relation in supply chain. Therefore, we need to help our local industry to be fully informed what happened in the world. And then we also will help them if they would like to establish the new partnership in those countries located in our New South Wales policy. We will help them to find the locations they would like to go and collect them to some of the information provided them. For example, our government will actively assist the entrepreneurs to India, Philippines, and other industrial zones. We would like to see whether they can have the Taiwanese business cluster. In addition, we will help them develop industrial zones. We need to negotiate or with their government whether they can provide us business more preferential investment incentives and then they'll create a better investment environment for entrepreneurs. For example, recently we see our investment cooperation arrangement with India already ratified by their cabinet. So we will see this kind of the investment arrangement will definitely provide our good mechanism to our investors in India, in those new southbound countries, to once they face some impact or barriers, I think this kind of mechanism can help them.
We've been talking with Bureau of Foreign Trade Director General Jenny Yang about everything the new southbound policy has done since its inception. Director General, thank you for joining us on the air today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all the listeners. Thank you. See you next time.
And that wraps up Looking South here on ICRT. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you all for tuning in.